it's hard to understand what I read on my screen. Now you may think that it's funny, but I'm telling you, class, if you don't watch your language, you will look like an ass. The way you try to spell things sent me over the edge. It's not too much to ask to watch your language. Lately I've been hating how I always seem to find your abusive use of language drives me out of my mind. It's not so much the stuff you say or even how you talk, but how you write your words inside the little Twitter box. I understand you've only got 140 characters, it's not just your spelling, it's over half America's. Where do I start? Well, what can I say? It bothers me when you switch out E for A. For example, effect is a verb, meaning influence. Effect shows a result, like of this next sentence. How does it affect me when you hear this song and scoff? I'll tell you what the effect is, it's pissing me off. Allude is what you do when your subject is vague. Elude is what you do when you try to evade. Don't get me started on swapping than for then. Rather eat nails than get jailed, then have to tell you this again. Now you may think that it's funny, but I'm telling you, class, if you don't watch your language, you will look like an ass. The way you try to spell things to me over the edge, it's not too much to ask to watch your language. For my second lesson on spelling and how you abuse it, if you don't know how to spell a word, don't attempt to use it. The first one is a French word. You spell it with a T-O-U-C-H and an accent mark on E. Don't spell it like it sounds, don't spell it touche, or I will smack you verbally, calling you douche. Of course the word is douche, that's what I mean to say. It's pronounced differently, but it's spelled the same way. And I don't get this one. Why spell O-U-R when you mean A-R-E? Are you dumb? O-U-R? O-U-R is pronounced hour, like 60 minutes of time, but the H is silent there. R and hour don't rhyme. My boss sent me an email that I just could not believe. It said these hour are hour, and I had to freaking leave. If you can't seem to fit all these words into your brain, go and read the lyric sheet while I sing you this refrain. Now you may think that it's funny, but I'm telling you, class, if you don't watch your language, you will look like an ass. The way you try to spell things to me over the edge, it's not too much to ask to watch your language. This last thing on my list seems to get the most action. It pains me to bring up the subject of contractions. I do not mean don't or won't or can't. I mean the separation of another word and have. When have has been contracted, it's apostrophe V-E, which kind of sounds like of, but it's have, don't you see? And kind of really is of, but may of just is not. If I see it typed that way once more, someone's getting shot. The word is should've, short for should have. The word is could've, short for could have. The word is woulda, short for would have. How did your English teacher even let you pass? It's not should of, it is should have. It's not could of, it is could have. It's not would of, it is would have. Should've, could've, would've gotten held back in class. Now you understand why they call me insane. I read these kind of things and it just melts my brain. You might call me a jerk or just a grammar Nazi, but seeing these mistakes make me go kamikaze. Now you may think that it's funny, but I'm telling you, class, if you don't watch your language, you will look like an ass. The way you try to spell things sent me over the edge. It's not too much to ask to watch your language.